WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Chase Browning. For this week's episode, we speak with Will Mullaney, a musician and sound artist currently living in Charlottesville, Virginia.
I play music, enjoy building instruments, and exploring other non-traditional sound making. I think I've definitely always been interested in building instruments. I don't think I felt confident that that's what I wanted to do until fourth year, actually. I took a few classes that involved that, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. Well, I mean, anytime you're making something that is designed to make music that isn't, if you aren't like following a design to build like a guitar or something, it's going to be non-traditional because you can't rely on standard value systems of what people determine is music or how to play an instrument when there is no precedent for what is being made. So, for example, if you make a box with all kinds of springs dangling off of it and then put a microphone into it, I think that's an instrument. I mean, other people might not. But you also have to rethink how to play it, you know, how to make it makes sounds that are not bad, or at least just interesting. One of the reasons I do it is because I've realized I'm not just a auditory person. If I were, I feel like I'd be much more content just using normal instruments in weird ways to make sounds, but I'm definitely a visually focused person and think that unique looking performance is important in music. And like, honestly, sometimes these a weird instrument is for the same purpose as like a normal instrument. It's just like in a different configuration or like for a different ergonomic purpose, if that makes any sense. For example, I took a guitar that I had and I cut it down to the minimal possible volume. So it was an electric guitar, and I chopped it down to basically just one sliver. That's the neck running all the way down to the body, and cut out all the pieces of wood because I needed to make it very light and occupy a tiny amount of space. I think at the time I wanted it to fit in an area, and then after I realized it was pretty fun to actually like hang on it. It's like a wind chime. Like a wind chime with an electric guitar on it. Which is what it's doing now. This is the sort of thing where I'm like, I'm in a bubble of my own mind and the internet and the people that I'm around of, yeah, this is normal, right? Yeah, people just make instruments and then they're weird and people understand what experimental music is or what the purpose of it is. And then I need to clarify something. I hear myself and it sounds like I'm being this like uppity elitist about experimental music and like, oh, people aren't in the mindset. But I don't see what I want to do as that. I don't want to frame what I do as this high concept thing because I don't see it that way. I see it as a very primitive attitude towards making music. What I try to do is forget all the rules that people tell you, like, oh, you have to do this in music, you have to do that. Like, you should buy a guitar, you should buy this amp, this and that. Materials, gear. I know we have a lot of gearheads among us who like to buy stuff, and I don't like to buy stuff, and that's why I like to make stuff.
Please listen carefully.
On Saturday, April 22nd, the dance program of the Department of Drama will present its spring dance concert at Culber Theater at 8 p.m. This spring's concert showcases not only the work of 8 student choreographers, but also of guest choreographer Rose Pasquiero-Buchem, who was the founding head of the dance minor program at its inception in the fall of 2006. And finally, on Tuesday, April 25th at 8 p.m., the McIntyre Department of Music presents A Night of Percussion with special guest John Durth. The UVA Percussion Ensemble, directed by Ai Zhen Feng, is a chamber ensemble that performs literature from classical transcriptions to contemporary music. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ, with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. I'm Chase Browning. This episode was recorded by Kirsten Hemrick and edited by Lona Manick. Connect with the arts at arts.virginia.edu. You're listening to WTJU.